Here's what's interesting. Both Kroger and A&P were old companies, Kroger at 82 years, A&P at 111 years, heading into the 1970s. Both companies had nearly all their assets invested in traditional grocery stores. Both companies had strongholds outside the major growth areas of the United States, and both companies had knowledge of how the world around them was changing. Yet one of these two companies confronted the brutal facts of reality head-on and completely changed its entire system in response. The other stuck its head in the sand. In 1958, Forbes magazine described A&P as the Hermit Kingdom, run as an absolute monarchy by an aging prince. Ralph Berger, the successor to the Hartford brothers who had built the A&P dynasty, sought to preserve two things above all else: cash dividends for the family foundation and the past glory of the Hartford brothers. According to one A&P director, Berger considered himself the reincarnation of old John Hartford, even to the point of wearing a flower in his lapel every day from Hartford's greenhouse. He tried to carry out, against all opposition, what he thought Mr. John Hartford would have liked. Berger instilled a what-would-Mr.-Hartford-do approach to decisions, living by the motto, "You can't argue with 100 years of success." Indeed, through Berger, Mr. Hartford continued to be the dominant force on the board for nearly 20 years, never mind the fact that he was already dead. As the brutal facts about the mismatch between its past model and the changing world began to pile up, A&P mounted an increasingly spirited defense against those facts. In one series of events, the company opened a new store called the Golden Key, a separate brand wherein it could experiment with new methods and models to learn what customers wanted. It sold no A&P-branded products, it gave the store manager more freedom, it experimented with innovative new departments, and it began to evolve toward the modern superstore. Customers really liked it. Here, right under their noses, they began to discover the answer to the questions of why they were losing market share and what they could do about it. What did A&P executives do with the Golden Key? They didn't like the answers that it gave, so they closed it. A&P then began a pattern of lurching from one strategy to another, always looking for a single-stroke solution to its problems. It held pep rallies, launched programs, grabbed fads, fired CEOs, hired CEOs, and fired them yet again. It launched what one industry observer called a scorched-earth policy, a radical price-cutting strategy to build market share, but never dealt with the basic fact that customers wanted not lower prices, but different stores. The price-cutting led to cost-cutting, which led to even drabber stores and poorer service, which in turn drove customers away, further driving down margins, resulting in even dirtier stores and worse service. "After a while, the crud kept mounting," said one former A&P manager. "We not only had dirt, we had dirty dirt."